弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
非常谢谢 Aaron 跟敬拜团队带领我们有一段很好的时间啊。
I want to appreciate Aaron and the worship team to give us this wonderful time together with the Lord.
然后前两天听上两个礼拜的信息，这个基督工人学院吕绍昌院长说来到我们中间敬拜，好像在天上一样啊。
I listened to the message from a couple of weeks ago. Our guest speaker says that as he came here to join our worship, he felt like he was in heaven.
哦，我记得大概是马丁路德说，信心把我们带到天上去。
I think Martin Luther was the one that says faith is the one that lifts us up into heaven.
但是更大的信心把天带到地上来哈。
But a greater faith will bring heaven on earth.
啊，有的时候我们暂时忘记烦恼，在很好的敬拜里面，我们进到神的同在中。
For a moment, we forget all our troubles and the presence of God. We can come into His presence.
但是更大的信心就是如何在这个充满了苦难、充满了软弱、混乱的世代里面，天却能够在地上开始。
But a greater faith is that when we're in the midst of all these circumstances, how can heaven begin here on earth?
我们实在很喜欢每一次跟众圣徒一起来敬拜主。
We love these opportunities where we can worship the Lord together with all the saints.
两个礼拜以前我们在外地服事，所以我们中间听说有21位受浸哈。归到主的名下，能不能请你们站起来
？2 weeks ago, Pastor Nancy and I were serving out away, and we had
some
bunches that were baptized. We asked them to stand.
好，请坐。
Please be seated.
那我也非常谢谢弟兄姊妹为我们祷告，特别为于师母祷告。
I want to appreciate all the brothers and sisters your prayers for us, and particularly for Pastor Nancy.
礼拜三他去动了手术，那一切都很平安啊。
This past Wednesday, she went under surgery. Everything went very smoothly.
真是真正的结果下个礼拜才会出来。
The real result will come out next week.
她在手术前，这个护士们都很喜欢她，称她是最 sweet 的 patient.
Before the operation, all the nurses loved her and called her one of the sweetest patients.
特别把他们最后一个红色的 Stanford 地毯，那个不是地毯，一个毛毯送给她。
And they gave her a blanket from Stanford, and they gave that one to her.
手术完，她在那边讲话，我担心她，好，我叫她少讲话。
And after the surgery, after she came out of anesthesia, she kept talking. I was a little worried. I told her to.
她小声跟我讲，她说因为我想传福音给那个护士啊。
And she quietly said to me, because I want to share the gospel to that nurse.
那个护士一直跟我讲，她说她现在所有讲的话，她到时候都不会记得的。
And the nurse told me that whatever she's saying right now, she's not going to remember anything.
他们要 standard 练一些 procedure 给她听，说你24小时内决定不要做重大的决定。
And she read some important. The nurse read some important disclosures for her. She said, within the next 24 hours, don't make any important decisions.
例如不可以修改遗嘱，不可以要离婚啊，不可以答应你先生送他一个 BMW 的跑车。
They gave really, really practical examples. Don't consider divorce. Don't think about giving your husband a BMW.
那我还看他记得去跟人家传福音，把教会的地址啊、聚会时间都写给人家，我很高兴。
And I was very excited to see that in the entire process, she was continuing to share the gospel. She wrote down her church's address and our contact information.
我知道她脑筋还清楚。
At least I know she still has a clear mind.
那回到家，她果然。医院里面清醒麻药清醒的时间所讲的话，他都记得哈。
And then when she came home, she actually remembered everything that she said.
所以医生讲的话不要都信。
So don't believe everything that the doctor tells you.
我想我今天要讲一个题目，虽然刚刚儿子在这里说讲 marriage， 可能很多人会觉得跟我有什么关系。
And I'm going to touch upon a topic as Aaron has briefly mentioned. Many of us may feel like, what is the topic of marriage have anything to do with us?
但是我今天要讲的这篇信息，你听完就知道跟每一个人都有关系。
But after you hear this message, you'll realize this message has everything to do with all of us.
不管你结婚了没有，或是还没有结婚，或是决定一辈子不结婚。
Whether you're married or not, whether you've decided today that you'll never get married.
这篇信息绝对跟你有关。
But I promise you that this message has everything to do with you.
因为你早晚要结一次婚，将来基督要回来迎娶教会。
Because sooner or later you will be in a marriage relationship because Christ will come to usher in His church.
所以如果你今天在还没有进入婚姻，这是一个很好的准备啊。
So if you haven't entered into marriage yet, this is a great time of preparation.
如果你已经在婚姻中的话，那这个信息更是直接我们可以用的。
But if you are in a marriage relationship, this message is more applicable to you.
如果你的婚姻不好，很痛苦。 那希望借着这样子的信息能够帮助我们有转机。
If your marriage is not very good and you're suffering in the midst of it, we pray that this message would be a turning point for your family.
如果你觉得你的婚姻已经很好了，那也请你听好，也会帮助你更好。
And if you feel like you have a wonderful marriage, we pray that you would still pay attention because it will add to the beauty of that marriage.
我自己是觉得我一辈子都要在这个基督的学校里面做门徒。
I'm fully convinced that in my entire life I am a student in the school of Christ.
就跟没有一个基督徒能够说他已经学会了祷告。
There's not a single Christian that can say I've apprehended.Prayer.
同样的，没有一个人在婚姻的里面能够说我已经做得很好了。
No one in their marriage can say I've done my best.
我们一起来，好不好？
Let's all do it together.
我们一起来看一段的圣经。
Let's look at a portion of scripture together.
创世纪第二章。
Genesis chapter 2.
今天我的主题就是要从伊甸园来看神所设计的婚姻。
The theme of the message is to look at marriage from the Garden of Eden as God designed it.
第二章
Chapter 2
18-25
Verse 18-25
我们为什么要回到伊甸园来看呢？
Why are we coming back to the Garden of Eden?
这是在人堕落以前神所设立的婚姻。
Because this is how God has ordained marriage before man's fall.
今天为什么婚姻里面有这么多人不能够进到他该有的境界和享受？
Why is it that so many people cannot enter into the full enjoyment and the way that marriage was designed?
因为我们根本忽略了，或是我们这个错误的认为哈
，because we neglected or we falsely understood，
觉得婚姻应该是这样子，应该是那样子。
That marriage should be this way or marriage should be that way。
我自己这个享受婚姻这么久，可是当神这样子继续光照带领的时候，我才发现，哎呀，在婚姻中真的是有太多功课要学习了。
I've enjoyed my marriage for many years, but in the light of the Lord, I feel that there's still so many lessons to learn。
而且它有太神圣的意义。还有太大的祝福在里面。
There's a holy blessing and a holy meaning behind the union of marriage.
决定不应该像现在一样。
It is not just merely what we go through from day to day.
我相信，如果我们曾经在网络上、在报章、杂志上看过的话
，I trust that if you read in the newspaper or online，
你知道这个离婚率是一直往上走、往上走、往上走，超过了50%以后，它开始下降了。
And you realize that the divorce rates kept climbing, and when it passed 50%, it actually started to drop.
我们以为是美国才有，现在中国我们中国人一点不输。
And we thought that this is just something here in the Western countries in America and not in China, but now it's evident in China as well.
超过50是很可怕的，就是每两对就有一对要离婚的。
This percentage is very, very dreadful because you come to realize that in every two couples, one will be divorced.
而离婚都是已经走不下去了，离婚了，所以没有离婚并不代表享受婚姻。
And people who are divorced, they've come to the place where they felt like they came to a dead end, but it's not to say those who are still together are enjoying their marriage.
对不对？这个如果说对婚姻满意的请举手。我相信可能会比这个50%还要对婚姻失望不满意的话，我决定超过50%的。
And I trust that if I ask those who will show their satisfaction towards marriage, there's definitely going to be more than 50% of people that will raise their hand.
那为什么离婚率会下降呢？
So why is it that the marriage divorce rate actually began to fall?
因为后来的人不结婚了。
Because you discover people don't get married anymore.
他们就是同居。
And they just live together.
可以就继续下去，不行就再换一个。
And if it works out, they'll keep going that way. But if it doesn't, then they'll have a different partner.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要晓得，这个婚姻被仇敌破坏的，简直是没有办法再去形容它了。
And you can, you find that the enemy has seeked to destroy the construct of marriage to the point where you can't really fathom it anymore.
没有健康的家庭，就不可能有健康的教会。
Without a healthy family, there's no way we can have a healthy church.
没有一个属灵的家，教会不可能属灵的。
If there's no spiritual home base, then there is no spiritual church.
我20年前，我认为说仇敌可能在最后的世代里面，对教会最大的破坏就是借着淫乱。
And 20 years ago, I felt like the enemy's greatest destruction.At this age is through sexual sins.
你网络色情也好，或是有婚外情也好，或是犯的道德上真的是肉身的罪。
Whether it's pornography online or adultery or things that you committed really that are sexually sinful.
但是我现在觉得 婚姻的破坏是仇敌最大最大的诡计。
And I find that the greatest plan of our enemy, his scheme, is to destroy the construct of marriage.
我相信孩子有很多人不会去犯 adultery 或是淫乱或是这种色情的东西。
And I believe there's still many people that would venture down the alley of pornography or these sexual sins.
但是并不代表我们的婚姻是健康的，是幸福的，是享受的。
But it doesn't mean that our marriage is something that is healthy, that is enjoyable.
所以当婚姻不健康、不正常、不能够享受它的时候
，When marriage is no longer healthy, that the mutual couple can enjoy it anymore.
它决定影响我这个人。身心灵的健康。
It will influence my physical and my emotional health.
它决定影响整个家庭，影响到整个教会。
It will have a great influence over your family and to the extent of the church.
所以我们看看今天的婚姻，大家对这个婚姻的观念不是肤浅，就是偏差，就是错误。
And when we look at marriage today, most people either their view of marriage is very shallow or they're in error.
或是被仇敌破坏的已经。这个不知道怎么办。
It's been destroyed to the extent that nobody knows what to do anymore.
所以我就希望我们每一个人，包括我讲的人，我们都要很谦卑地回到圣经上来。
And I pray that all of us were very humbly, including myself who's speaking, that we come to the Bible.
不要管世界的潮流是什么。
Let's forget about what's the current of the world.
不要管你自己原生家庭、父母亲留给你的榜样是什么。
And don't even rely on the examples that maybe your parents have set for you.
不要管你的朋友们都是怎么样。
Don't think about what all your friends are doing.
更不要管好莱坞是怎么样。
Definitely don't care about what Hollywood is portraying.
弟兄姊妹，我们为什么说要回到圣经？回到圣经。
Why do I keep saying let's come back to the Bible? Let's come back to the Bible.
因为婚姻是神所设立的。
Because marriage is established by God.
也是神所 designed.
And it is designed by God.
弟兄姊妹，甚至说婚姻是神的杰作。
And I would say that marriage is God's masterpiece.
在我们这么多传讲。讲人受造的目的和价值的时候
，When we talk about the purpose and the meaning of man's creation，
我们讲到人是特殊的受造
，And we say that man is a unique creation，
因为只有人是照着神的形象和样式造的
，Because only man was created according to the image and the likeness of God，
只有人被神吹了一口气，把灵、把生命给他
，Only did God breathe His Spirit into man when he became a living being，
所有其他的受造，神说有就有，命立就立的
，All other creation came to existence by God's command。
只有人是神亲手做的
Only man was formed by God.
而且是照着他的样子做的
And was formed according to his likeness.
而且把他的生命气息吹给人的
And then he breathed his life into man.
然后把整个地，天上的飞鸟，地上的走兽，海底的鱼，全都交给人来管理
And then he gave everything that he has made, the birds in heaven, the beasts on the earth, under the dominion of man.
然后他把伊甸园造出来的园中所有的果子，预表神给人所有的祝福。
And all the fruit, all the produce of the Garden of Eden was given to man to eat.
叫人享受神的爱，享受神的创造。
It speaks of the fullness of God, the man may enjoy God's creation.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们每次讲的时候，我们就讲到人有特别的受造的目的和价值。
So every time we come to this point, we got to realize that man has a very important purpose.In terms of God's creation,
但是我们却忽略了创世纪第二章在神整个的创造里面。
But we neglect chapter 2 of Genesis that at the conclusion of God's creation,
神整个旨意和祝福的最高峰其实是家庭。
At the pinnacle of God's blessing and God's will is set upon the family.
你看到第一章当神创造完的时候
，In chapter 1 after God created something,
每一天创造完，神都看的是好的。
At the conclusion of each day, God says it is good.
造到第六天，造了男人以后
，And after the sixth day, when the man was created,
神说那人独居不好。
And then God said it is not good that man should remain alone.
在神什么都好的里面，居然有一个不好。
In the midst of all these things that God said it is good, there's one that God says it is not good.
如果我刚刚讲的神人受造的目的和价值全都是真的，其实都是真的。
If I talk what I just talked about in terms of man's the purpose of man's creation, and if they were all real and they are indeed real,
那神只要造男人就好了。
And then maybe we could say that God, as long as He created man,
神可以用别的方式让他照样可以繁殖，单性繁殖，全世界都是男人。Oh, that's terrible.
God can also cause man to multiply, and just man themselves to multiply.By whatever means he deems wise.
但是神说不好。
But God says no, it is not good.
所以神又造了女人。
And so God made woman.
造完的女人，圣经上说，他就按照自己的样式造男造女。然后神说，他看所造的一切甚好。
And after God has made the woman, God says that according to His image and His likeness, He made man, and he said that this is extremely good.
所以你要知道，从好到不好到甚好。
From good to this is not good, and to this is very good.
那个关键就是女人的出现了。
It comes to the point of the emergence of the woman. 啊。
这个这样子讲有点不太准确哈，因为我们可能很多男人说我的美好人生就是女人出现才完的。
This may not be entirely accurate because there may be some men here that says all the wonderfulness of my life came to its end when I found the woman of my life.
但是你要知道，神要给人最上好的祝福，或是人在神面前最崇高的价值，是在于婚姻的生活中我们可以荣耀神。
But the greatest blessing and the greatest worth.That God would be able to set in the lives of man is how we come to enjoy what God has designed in marriage.
这个等一下我回来会讲，我们先把圣经读了吧。
Let's come and read the scripture first, and I'll come back and talk about it.
十八节到二十五节。
Verse 18 through verse 25.
耶和华神说：“那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。”耶和华神用土所造的野地各样走兽和空中各样飞鸟都带到那人面前。他叫什么？那人怎样叫各样的活物，那就是他的名字。那人便给一切的牲畜和空中飞鸟、野地走兽都起了名，只是那人没有遇见配偶帮助他。耶和华神使他沉睡，他就睡了。于是取下他的一条肋骨，又把肉合起来。耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造了一个女人，领她到那人跟前。那人说：“这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取出来的。因此，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。当时，夫妻二人赤身肉体，并不羞耻。”我们请读以弗所书第五章。
Please come to Ephesians chapter 5.
我现在不是为了 Ethan Rachel 婚礼 rehearse 啊。
This is not a rehearsal for Ethan and Rachel.
啊，我们只要读三十一节到三十三节。
31 to 33.
为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。这是极大的奥秘，但我是指的基督和教会说的。然而你们个人都当爱妻子，如同爱自己一样，妻子也当敬重她的丈夫。好，我今天不见得能够讲得完，因为我要分三次讲。
And I don't think I could speak this message in its entirety because I will break it up into three messages.
年轻的孩子们，尤其你还单身。
Young people, particularly for those of you who are still single.
你比已经结婚的人还更需要听这篇信息。
You need to hear this message more so than those who are in marriage.
如果神的话怜悯我们，帮助我们。
If God's grace has mercy on us.
他比你上 Stanford 拿到 PhD 还要重要。
It would be better than you going to Stanford and having a PhD from that school.
他比你买十个 mansions 还要重要。
It's more precious than owning 10 mansions.
他比你终于买到摩托车，买到 BMW 还要重要。
It's even better than when you finally get your first motorcycle or BMW.
我一点不是开玩笑的，我是讲真的。
I'm not joking. I'm being very serious.
我真的巴不得在我年轻的时候，我就能够听到这些信息。
I really wish that when I was young, I had the opportunity to hear these messages.
我决定相信，如果你的婚姻已经很好了，我们如果真进入到神对婚姻的命定，我们的会更好的。
And I trust that if you think that your marriage is very good already, and if you come into the commanded blessings of the Lord, your marriage will be even better.
如果婚姻不好的话，借着神的话，你会发现神一定会救我们。
And if your marriage is not in a good state, then you need to trust that the word of God will deliver you and save you.
所以我们借着创世纪就是回到 original, 回到起初。
And we came to Genesis because we want to go back to the beginning.
因为所有后来出现的问题都是因为人偏离的起初。
Because all the problem that came about after, later, because man has departed from the beginning.
偏离了当初设计这个的神，他对婚姻的命定和看法。
Because man has departed from God's commanded blessing of what he designed in marriage.
我相信今天你决定拿一辆汽车给三千年以前的人送给他，不教他怎么用，他真的不知道怎么用。
And I trust that if you took an automobile and gave it to someone who lived 3,000 years ago and never taught him how to use it, he wouldn't know how to use it.
他可能把它当作一个 storage 哈，存酱瓜呀，那个腌菜呀什么。
He would treat it as a wonderful storage unit and put his, all his pickle stuff inside.
他一样说我可以怎么用？这个人当这个储存用，那个人可能用来做别的用途，但是他们不是回到。Designer 的这个真正的心意去。
This man who's in the Stone Age will use it however he uses it and never use it for the intent of how it was created or built.
首先我们要看到神对婚姻的意念决定是正面的，是崇高的。
We trust that God's intent for marriage is always positive, is always very, very high.
所以神说不好。
So when God said it is not good,
一个人决定不好。
It is not good that man should be alone.
对不起，好，如果你没有结婚或是决定守独身，那我还是要跟你说，在神的心意里面，那就是不好。
Please understand what I'm saying for those of you who are still single, or if you have determined to be single before the Lord. But according to God's purpose, God's heart, for a man to be single, it is not good.
或是不够好。
It is not good enough.
但是保罗也在哥林多前书告诉我们，因为现今的世代艰难，所以他劝我们宁可守独身。
But Paul in 1 Corinthians tells us because of the difficulty of the age that he would encourage you to be single.
不是婚姻不好。
It is not because marriage is no good.
是因为这个世代堕落得太深了。
Because this generation has fallen so deeply.
是因为我们人的自私、人的丑陋、人的本性在婚姻里面没有得到 properly 的被神来管理。
Because our selfishness, our own ugliness was not under the control of the Lord in the union of marriage.
所以在婚姻的里面造成了许多的伤害、很多的消耗、很多的霸占。
So marriage brings about a lot of pain. And a lot of selfishness.
弟兄姊妹，这并不代表起初的婚姻出了问题。
But this is, doesn't mean that the original design of marriage has a problem.
我等一下会介绍你们两本书，其中有一本书的作者。
I will introduce you to two books. The author of one of the books.
他叫做 Gary Thomas.
His name is Gary Thomas.
他说有一次他的弟弟问他关于对他婚姻的体会。
And one time his younger brother asked him his understanding about marriage.
他说如果你想要更自由的、没有羁绊的来侍奉主、侍奉耶稣的话。
If you want to be able to more freely to serve the Lord without any hindrances.
就像保罗说的，最好守独身。
Just like Paul says, it's better that you are single.
你的确好像很多事情上不能够很自由的来侍奉。
And it is true, seemingly, there are certain things you can't be very free in service.
但是他说，如果你想要生命改变得更像耶稣的话，你需要结婚。
But his older brother told him, if you want your life to be more transformed, to be more like Jesus, then you need to enter into marriage.
所以你想要 serve Jesus freely 的话。当 single， 你想要 more like Jesus， 你就结婚。
And so the statement was, if you want to be able to serve Jesus more freely, be single. But if you want to be more like Jesus, get married.
弟兄姊妹，这个话不是我说的，这是圣经上的。好，神看那一个人，一个人就是不好。
Brothers and sisters, I did not say these words, but the Scripture says it that it is not good that that man should remain alone.
那我们现在就要来看神到底对婚姻的意念是什么。
Now let's look at what's God's mindset concerning marriage.
弟兄姊妹，我。介绍大家两本书，为什么介绍这两本书？
Why would I introduce you to these two books?
因为他们里面都非常着重地强调我们在婚姻上我们的婚姻观的错误。
And they strongly emphasize on the erroneous understanding of marriage.
我问一下大家，我们都是家人，讲错话没关系，因为我自己都犯同样的错。
I'm going to ask you guys these simple questions. So everybody be honest, we're one family. I made some of these errors myself.
如果你结婚的话，为什么要结婚
？If you're married, why are you married? Can you raise your hand?
有没有人要告诉我
？I don't like to be lonely.
单身的也可以告诉我，如果你想结婚，为什么想结婚
？Why do you want to get married? Those of you who are single.
不要标准答案哈，要真正的。你为什么结婚
？Come on, real answers.
这么多人结婚啊？
想跟他在一起。
想跟他在一起。
Want to be with him.
到家晚上 请他吃饭哈
Francis,
还有没有
take her out tonight.
这是
Anybody else?
这是真的答案还是标准答案有时候你会不会想说你最好不要回家
Is that the standard answer or is that a real answer? Do you feel like sometimes I don't want to go home?
Reserve my spot.
I don't understand what he said. Reserve your spot.
还有没有人
？Anybody else?
Ivan. 如果你要结婚，嗯
？We should ask Ethan.
Okay. 谁
？Ethan.
Ethan. Okay.
Sorry, Ethan.
Ethan, 如果没有考过婚礼 postpone 哈，因为你爱他。哇哦，那是废话。哪一个人结婚不是因为爱他跟他结婚呢？
Come on, Ethan. That's useless. Everybody loves their spouse. That's why we get married.
还有没有人
？Anybody?
高翔。啊？Happy.
华宴做好吃的。
华宴做好吃的。我跟你讲，我们从小受到的观念，不管读《青蛙王子》啦、《好莱坞》啦、干嘛啦，从此怎么样？王子跟公主过着什么？幸福快乐的日子。
So this one notion that we have ever since we were kids is that once we're married, we'll live happily ever after.
我不管你答案是什么，我相信这绝对是我们结婚很重要的原因。
I don't know what your answers may be, but I think that's one of the reasons why we desire to get into marriage.
Not one of the reasons, 几乎是我们最主要的原因。
It is the reason why we want to get married.
我跟他结婚，因为我希望跟他在一起，我能够快乐，我能够幸福，我能够享受。
And I want to be happy. I want to enjoy life because we're together.
我要能够感觉被爱、被尊重、被疼啊啊，被保护。
I want to feel loved. I want to feel protected. I want to feel adored.
啊，我希望能够脱离我的孤单，我能够跟这个人谈心，彼此扶持。
I want to get away from my loneliness. I want to be able to express my heart and talk to this.Individual and help one another.
我决定相信这都是我们的答案。
And I trust that these are all of our answers.
但弟兄姊妹，圣经上不光是这两个作者这么讲，圣经上如果我们仔细回去的话
，But the Bible is very clear if we go and pay attention.
我底下讲下来，你们可能会惊讶，觉得 ridiculous.
And when I continue my message, maybe you'd be awed and say this is ridiculous.
婚姻不是为了我自己的快乐，不是为了幸福。
And marriage is not for my own enjoyment, for my own fulfillment.
那是应该有的结果，那不是我结婚的目的。
That is the natural consequence of marriage, but that's not the purpose of marriage.
我们结婚的目的，神设立婚姻的目的是要叫我们借着婚姻荣耀神。
The purpose of marriage, when God designed marriage and established marriage, is for the purpose that He would be glorified.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个180度正观念的事情。
This is a complete turn of our understanding of what marriage is all about.
我真的巴不得我结婚前就有人教我，我希望所有年轻人。结婚前都有人教他。
I wish that when I was young, before I got married, somebody had taught me this, and I wish all of you would be taught today.
不是神不要我们享受婚姻。
It's not that God doesn't want us to enjoy marriage.
不是神叫我们要在婚姻里面就是要受苦，那绝对不是神的意思。
Certainly, God did not want us to suffer in marriage. That's not His purpose.
的确，快乐幸福是婚姻该有的结果。
Yes, happiness and satisfaction is something that should result from marriage.
但是我们带着这个动机和态度进入婚姻的话，这是。我们婚姻的 killer。
But if we enter into marriage with this motivation will be its killer.
因为你把你所有的要求、期望放在对方的身上。
Because you put all of your expectations onto your spouse.
当他可以满足你，当他还吸引你的时候，你很快乐。
When he can satisfy you, when you're very happy.
哦，当他刚结婚的时候，他真的像教会凡事顺服基督一样。
And just like the church, yes, she is obedient.To you as the church is to Christ.
当他刚结婚的时候，他真的像基督爱教会一样那样子的体贴你、照顾你。
And right when you got married, and he is just like Christ that loved the church and cared for you.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们里面因为生命还是一个罪人的生命，老亚当的生命。
And brothers, because the life within us oftentimes is still that sinful nature.
你早晚会露出本相来的。
Sooner or later, that nature comes out.
你早晚那个自私的东西要出来的。
Sooner or later, that selfishness comes out.
然后我们就把婚姻不快乐的原因差不多十之八九都丢给对方。
And nine out of ten times we would.Blame fault on the other individual for the reason why we're not happy.
我们认为说你只要不是这样子的话，我决定不是那样子。
A lot of people would use the statement and said, if he or she was not like this, then I would not be like this.
只要你被改变的话，我们的婚姻一定改变。
If my spouse has changed, then our marriage would definitely be changed.
我相信我讲到这些话，你们有没有很多人你自己心里面问自己，我们是不是这个样子
？And I know when I say these words, all of you should ask ourselves, am I like this?
甚至连我们失败犯罪，我们都要把责任丢给对方。
Even when we fall and when we sin, we blame the other.
只因为他不肯再顺服我。
because that person is unwilling to obey or submit to me.
所以我没有办法再爱她，我爱的感觉掉了。
So I couldn't love her, or because the feeling of love has fallen away.
可能妻子就把责任丢给丈夫，就是因为他不像基督，他不爱我，所以我没办法顺服这样子的人。
So the wife may say, because he's not like Christ, he did not love me as Christ loved the church, so it's hard for me to respect him.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们进入婚姻本身进来的那个态度，那个动机就是一个错的动机。
And our attitude, our motivation when we enter into marriage is wrong.
这是一个最根本的东西。
This is most foundational.
如果这个根本没有改变的话
If this foundation doesn't change,
弟兄姊妹，早晚我们的婚姻上你要吃到苦头的。
Brothers and sisters, sooner or later you will suffer harm in marriage.
不管我们是不是婚姻能够支持到最后。
Whether your marriage can endure all the way to the end.
我第三堂就会讲到死都要死在一起的。
And my third message, I'm going to talk about you need aEven if you were to die, you need to die together.
因为地上的人碰到不合的人，就说个性不合。哎呀，我做错的决定，我嫁错的人，我娶错的人。
And the people of the world says that we don't match anymore, we don't agree, so I probably married the wrong person.
很多很多婚姻的专家都说的，他们在做 counseling 的时候。
A lot of experts says that when they're doing marriage counseling.
几乎所有的人来讲到婚姻的问题
and almost predominantly almost everyone when they come and talk about the problems in marriage
都说我做错了决定我挑错的人
and they all come to the conclusion that I made the wrong choice I picked the wrong person
我看错的人
I did not really know him or her
但是弟兄姊妹今天的问题不是因为我们看错了人
but it's just the problem isn't that we don't really know the other person well enough
而是因为我们认识自己不够
Because we don't know ourselves well enough.
我们对婚姻的态度认识不清楚
Our attitude towards marriage is not very clear.
神对婚姻的真正的目的我们里面不了解
God's true purpose for marriage, we do not understand.
所以我们结婚都是希望建立一个幸福快乐的家
So when we're married, we all want to build a happy home.
我们重在感觉 I want to feel good.
And we all focus on our feelings. I want to feel good.
当他不能够持续的、继续的 satisfy 满足我的时候
，and when my spouse can no longer continually satisfy what I need, my feelings.
一般人就是三个反应。
And most people have these three responses.
我不晓得你是哪一个。
I don't know which one do you have. Are you?
第一个，再换一个人。
First response is I'm going to switch and change another one.
离婚。
I'll just get a divorce.
只好带着盼望。
With hope,
再来一次。
Let's do it again.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道基督徒神不容许我们做这件事情。
Once we know that the Lord will not permit us who are Christians to do such a thing.
但是很多基督徒已经被逼到走这条路了。
A lot of Christians they feel that they're forced to take this path.
他们统计资料告诉我们，现在基督徒的离婚率超过不信主的人。
Statistically, it says that the divorce rate of those who are so-called Christians has exceeded.The divorce rates of those who are not Christians.
连最严谨的基要派的离婚率又超过了一般基督徒、福音派的基督徒。
基要派
，fundamentalists.
The fundamentalists, the divorce among the fundamentalists has exceeded the.
他们比一般福音派还要严格，要求顺服圣经的命令。
The fundamentalists are even more strict in obeying the word and the scripture.
当然，很可能一个原因，外邦离婚率低，是因为他们不结婚。
And one possibility because non-believers, the divorce rate is low because they don't no longer get into marriage anymore.
但是我只是要说，今天连基督徒离婚的比率都很高。
But my point is that those who are Christians, even among Christians, the divorce rate is very high.
第二条路就是我们顺服神的命令。
And the second path is I will come to the obedience of God's command.
我们咬牙切齿，忍气吞声，让神擦干我们的眼泪。
I bite my teeth and I endure, and God, you wipe away my tears.
让他带给我们安慰。
Lord, you alone can bring me comfort.
那第三个。
And thirdly,
就是我们回到圣经。
And we come back to the Bible.
看看神对婚姻到底是什么。
To look at what God's intent is for marriage.
难道神设立婚姻是叫我们受苦吗？
Did God establish marriage so that we would suffer?
今天人最大的受苦其实是婚姻关系。
The greatest suffering, I think, among relationship is in the relationship of marriage.
今天很多肉身的病是心理的病造成的。
And a lot of physical illness comes from the fact that our hearts are not ill.
而心理的病是从关系破裂伤害造成的。
And these heart illnesses comes from the fact that there are broken relationships.
所有 有的 broken relationship 最严重的就是夫妻。
And the most severe of broken relationships is that of a husband and wife.
这是一辈子在一起的事情。
Because this is something that is supposed to endure forever.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们第一件事情，我们对婚姻的观念一定要正确。好，我先讲第一件重要的事情。
And brothers, the very important thing, the most foremost, that we have a right attitude and understanding of what marriage is.
婚姻不是为着我个人的快乐。
And let me say this again: marriage is not for my own satisfaction and enjoyment.
婚姻不是为了我个人的享受。
It is not for my personal enjoyment.
婚姻不是为了我个人感觉被尊重、被爱。
It is not for a sense of being esteemed and being loved.
那是一个正确的婚姻、健康的婚姻、合神心意的婚姻该有的结果。
And these are natural consequences or results that comes about from something that.A healthy marriage, according to God's design.
不要把结果当原因，当原因我们就一定痛苦了。
And do not take the result as the reason of why you enter into marriage, because if you do so, you will suffer. Pain.
我们就会把期望放在对方的身上。
Because we put undue expectation on the other person.
我们把一些 unreasonable, unrealistic 的一些的期望要求放在对方身上。
And these unreasonable, unrealistic, requirements would be placed on the other individual.
更严重的就是我们把我们里面最深最深的需要那个 unmet need 放在对方的身上。
And the most severe point is that we put those unmet needs and the responsibility of the other person.
我们里面都会有不满足的。
We all come to the point of dissatisfaction.
我们在人生的路上，我们都会孤单，我们都会痛苦，我们都会有需要的。
In this life journey, we all feel lonely. We all feel need. We all feel pain.
不光我们个性不健全，有很多的缺陷。
Not only do we have character problems within ourselves.
这样子的 character 会让我们在人生制造出很多的 trouble, 会让我们产生经历很多的痛苦的。
And these problematic characters that we possess causes a lot of harm and pain in our lives.
对不对？你在公司里面有没有受到同事的搅扰跟不舒服？
Have you been bothered by coworkers at work?
你连在开车路上有人跟你比个中指，你都气个老半天。
And somebody who would give you the middle finger while you're driving, you'd be very angry.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们里面有很多的需要，我们个性上有很多的问题。
And we have a lot of problems within our own characters.
而这个世界又是一个叫人不快乐的世界。
And this world often brings about unhappiness.
所以我们里面有很深的需要。
So there's a deep longing, a deep need within us.
我们渴慕能够享受，能够满足。
We long to be satisfied, to be filled.
我们渴慕平安。
We long for peace.
甚至我们渴慕主说的喜乐。
And we long for joy, as what the Lord said.
但是当我们把这些 unmet, 就是没有满足，没有就是 unmet 的这个 needs。跟 demand 放在对方身上的话，那是一件非常不公平的事情。
And if we put these unmet needs within us on the shoulder of the other individual, these are something that's tremendously unfair.
所以这两位作者其中有一个人讲，他说我们没有一个人里面的需要可以从别人的身上得到的。
These two books I'm going to recommend talks about the fact that not one of these needs that we have can be met.Through the other individual.
地上你决定找不到一个人可以满足你所有的需要的。
And there's not a person in the world that can satisfy all of your needs.
但是我们却把这个东西放在对方的身上。
But yet we place this on that individual.
就像我们嘴巴不讲。
Even though we don't say it.
但是我们这个人的情绪就是受这个影响。
But our emotions are dictated by this.
我下班已经这么累了，回到家你就叫我喂孩子。
I am so tired from work already. I come home and the first thing you want me to do is feed the baby.
我公司已经被老板压成这个样子，你回到家就唠叨叫我做这个叫我做那个。
I'm under such pressure at work. I come home and you're still bossing me around.
那妻子跟完全是另外一个想法，对不对
？And the wives think totally differently.
你知道我今天从早到晚这几个小家伙把我搞成什么样子
？Do you know from morning till now what these little ones have done to me？
你终于回来了，你就要躺在那里看电视。
You're finally home, and then you slop over on the couch and you watch TV.
你叫我要安慰这些小的擦地、弄这个、洗沙发，完了以后下来安慰你。
And you want me to take care of all these little kids and clean the house, and now I have to take care of you？
弟兄姊妹，我们讲不完的。
And we have all sorts of reasons.
因为这个世代艰难，真的艰难。
Because this time and this generation is hard.
我们本性的缺陷、自私、败坏。
Our selfishness, the faults within our own character, they're problematic.
所以当我们这个人不满足的时候，你是不可能有快乐的生活的。
And so when we're not satisfied, it's very, very difficult for us to find joy in life.
而当我们里面最深的需要没有被满足的时候，谁跟我们最近，谁倒霉。
And again, these unmet needs,when they are not met, those who are closest to us, they suffer the greatest harm.
我讲真的吗？
I'm being very real.
我如果是一个荆棘，
if I am a thorn,
谁靠近我，靠得越近，扎得越痛。
Those who are closest to me, they're going to be pricked or they're going to be hurt the most.
那远看还可以说，哦，这个荆棘还蛮漂亮的。
And maybe when you look from afar, you say, oh, that thorn bush looks kind of artistic.
当你去拥抱荆棘的时候，你就扎得遍体鳞伤。
But when you go and embrace that thorn bush, you realize the pain that it will cause you.
所以我们不久以前刚刚读过约翰福音。
And not too long ago, we're still studying the book of John.
记得那个撒玛利亚女人吗？
Remember that Samaritan woman?
她一个丈夫换一个丈夫换一个丈夫。
One husband after another after another.
我曾经讲过，在那个世代里面，特别以男性为中心的世代里面。
And I said that in that time in that generation, particularly is male dominant.
丈夫对一个做妻子的，对一个女人来说。
A husband concerning to a wife.
就是她的依靠，就是她的满足。
The husband is her reliance, her satisfaction.
她的生活靠她。她的安全靠她的丈夫。
Her livelihood, her security, all comes from her husband.
她整个的世界就是丈夫，就是家庭。
Her whole world is built upon her husband.
她不像现在这些 professional women 到处都是。
Not like nowadays, many of the women are very professional and capable.
她整个的世界就是家，就是丈夫。
But her entire world was built on her husband.
所以她唯一的快乐跟满足，精神上的需要都是从丈夫来的。
So her only source of joy and satisfaction would only come from her husband.
那你就发现这个女人她没办法得到满足。
And you discover that this woman, she's not satisfied.
哎呀，我找错人了。
I found the wrong person.
哎呀，我嫁错人了。
I married the wrong one.
那不能够成为我依靠就算了，我里面的需要她不能满足。
I can't rely on him, but he can't even satisfy me.
所以她换一个丈夫。
So she said, "Let me change a new one."
哦，在那个时代是很大的事。
In that time and generation, this is something very, very huge.
我相信她心里面带着一个极大的盼望。
And I know her heart probably has a great expectation.
我上一个丈夫身上所有的缺点，在这个人身上我绝对不要有。
And all the shortfalls of this previous husband, I'm not going to find the same on this one.
她所有不能满足我的地方，我要在这个人身上能够找到。
And all the things that I can't find satisfaction in this husband, I'm going to find it in this new one.
所以带着痛苦也带着盼望，她进入了第二个婚姻。
So with pain but expectation, she enters into her second marriage.
啊，可能没有第一个丈夫那一些的搅扰，但是又有很多新的发现啊。
Maybe this new husband doesn't have all the problems the previous one had, but she discovered new ones.
啊，上一个是台湾制的荆棘，这是中国大陆做的。
And the last husband was a thorn bush from Taiwan. This one is from China.
一样刺得遍体鳞伤啊。
And they all gave her.Tremendous pain.
又带着其身的痛苦和盼望，换了一个美国的心情。
And again, with great pain but expectation, she switched to one that is from America.
一样又扎得遍体鳞伤。
The same, and she is harmed by the thorns.
弟兄姊妹，这就是今天人类的写照。
And this is the what is written of this generation, this time.
也许我今天的满足不见得是换一个女人来，对不对？
Perhaps my satisfaction doesn't come from switching a new wife.
我们可能把自己钻到电脑里面去了。
And maybe we entrench ourselves into the computers.
我们把它钻到孩子的身上去了。
And we put our focus on our kids.
我们钻到工作上去了。
We put our focus in our jobs.
弟兄姊妹，你早晚会发现它一样不能满足。
Sooner or later, you'll discover none of these things can satisfy us.
所以主耶稣说，凡喝这水的还要再渴。
So that's why Jesus says, whoever drinks of this water, he will thirst again.
凡喝我所赐的水就永远不渴。
But he who drinks the water that I give shall never thirst.
我所赐给他的水要在他的腹中成为泉源，直永流到永生。
The water that I shall give him shall become rivers of living water that flows from within him unto eternity.
不光可以解决我们的干渴。
Not only does it satisfy the thirst that we have.
它能够满足我们的需要。
But it will satisfy our needs.
它可以让我们的生命 abundant, 能够到一个地步 overflow 出来啊。
That our life may reach its abundance and to the point of overflowing.
我因为满足到这个地步，旁边谁跟我在一起，谁有福。
I am so satisfied to the point that whoever is next to me, they are also blessed.
第一个能够从我身上得到祝福的就应该是我的妻子。
The very first person that should be blessed is my wife or my husband.
就是应该是我的丈夫，我的孩子。
My kids.
弟兄姊妹，这是属灵的原则。
This is a spiritual principle.
这也就是创世纪里面的故事。
And this is the story of the Genesis.
这是神设计婚姻的目的。
And this is the purpose and the reason why God has ordained marriage.
接着两个人。
that between these two individuals,
他们一起在主的面前成长，
and they may grow together before the Lord,
一起在主的面前来建立这个家庭，
and together they may establish this family,
彼此能够真正的享受对方，
and to really enjoy one another in truth,
因为他真正的满足在主里面，在基督里，在神里面得到了，
because their real satisfaction and their needs have been met by the Lord.
所以当我们在生活上碰到挫折，碰到打击，碰到困难的时候，
and so when difficulties and the storms of this life come,
我会想到去靠近我的另外一半，因为从他身上我可以得到祝福。
And we can go and lean our spouse because from him or her I may be blessed.
我不是带着要求。
I do not come with requirements.
同样的，他有需要的时候，他只要碰到我，他可以让我里面的主，里面的生命来成为他的祝福。
And similarly, my spouse, when they are troubled.When they draw near to me, they may be refreshed by the Lord that overflows from me.
所以弟兄姊妹，主耶稣说，凡到我面前来的，永远不渴。我就是生命的粮。
So Jesus says that those who come to me, they will never thirst, they will never hunger, because I'm the bread of life.
信我的，永远不渴。
As those who believe in me will never thirst.
因为那个真正最深的满足，我们每一个人都有。
Because the greatest satisfaction we all have.
你不要寄望要从 spouse 来。
Do not think that you're going to get it from your spouse.
对不起，我没有要轻看 spouse。
But please do not misunderstand me, but I am not trying to belittle your spouse.
所有受造的人在我们里面有一个神圣的地方。
All created beings within us, there's a holy place.
在我们心里面最深的地方有一个特殊的地方，那是只有神可以满足的。
The depth of our hearts, there is one place that can only be satisfied by God.
如果我们里面没有在这里得到满足，
If that place is not satisfied by God,
不要说你家庭生活不会满足，你的职场，你整个人生不会满足的。
Not to say that your family life, but your work life, any aspect, you will not be satisfied.
而我们整个人生最重要的就是家庭生活。
And the most important part of this life is our family life.
我们所有人际关系中间最重要的就是夫妻的关系。
Of all the relationships that we possess, the most important relationship is that of a husband and a wife.
所以弟兄姊妹，第一件事情，我们不要再对婚姻存着一个错误的观念。
So foremost, brothers and sisters, do not have an erroneous understanding or concept of marriage.
以为我进入婚姻从此王子跟公主过的只有幸福和快乐。
Do not think that when I enter into marriage, a prince and a princess, they will live happily ever after.
没有吓到你们哈。
Did I scare you guys?
但是那是我们两个人要共同经营达到的结果。
But two of us, we need to build together to this result.
所以在这个中间的过程里面。
In this process,
什么时候你自己里面不满足？
Whenever you're dissatisfied.
什么时候你看见对方不能够满足你？
Whenever you find that my spouse can't satisfy me.
不要再去埋怨。
Do not complain.
把他扛起这个责任来。
Bear up your responsibility.
这是我们两个人的婚姻。
This is a marriage between Him and I.
我们需要一起 work out, 一起来解决。
This is something that we need to work together.
虽然我在你身上碰到了这么多的骄傲，这么多的败坏，这么多的不顺服。
And perhaps there's a lot of pride and there's a lot of disobedience, a lot of corruption.
但是这个婚姻是我们两个的。
But this marriage belongs to the two of us.
我的满足从主来。
My satisfaction comes from the Lord.
但是我却要跟你一起来面对，一起来成长。
But we're going to face this together and we're going to grow it together.
所以很多人都说我们的另外一半像一面镜子一样。
A lot of people say that our other half is like a mirror for us.
这是很早以前，几百年前，上千年就有这个古代的教父就这样讲的，我们的 spouse 就是神赐给我们最好的礼物之一。
The saying came hundreds of years ago, and people said that our spouse is one of the best gifts that God has given us.
我们结婚的时候，很多人送我们结婚礼物。
And when we are married, we receive a lot of gifts.
那神也送我们结婚礼物。
God has given us a gift as well.
在神这么多的结婚礼物里面
，Among all of these presents,
一个最宝贵的礼物就是你的另外一半，它是一面镜子。
Those most precious gift is your other half.
我不好意思说它是照妖镜哈，但是也差不多。
And she is a mirror for you. It's not just to reveal your ugliness.
因为只有他能够进到我们生命最深的地方。
Only that person can enter into the deepest parts of your life.
只有他能够更全面地看到我们生活的每一个角落。
And that person sees very clearly of all the corners and every aspect of your life.
你来到教会里面，就算你没有心戴假面具，多少都是有面具的。
And even if you come to church without the intent of putting on a mask, more or less.We put on a front.
别人看不到我们里面的自私。
People can't see the selfishness inside.
别人看不到我们在家里面的那副样子。
People can't see the way we are at home.
别人看不到你生活原来是这个样子。
People can't see that really that's the way you live.
而居然另外一半要天天看你以后，你要叫他爱你。
But your other half, they see you every single day, and you want that person to love you.
所以弟兄姊妹不容易，所以不要再把这个不合理的 unmet 的 need。 unreasonable demand 放在对方的身上。
So I say again, this, do not put your unmet needs and unreasonable demands on your spouse.
每一次照镜子要达到照镜子的果效。
And every time you come to a mirror, you need to come to the reason why you stand in front of a mirror.
我刚刚去照镜子的。我不是讲到钱啊，上完厕所，有时候就常常看到，哎呀，这个头发掉下来了，或是脸上有一块白粉。
And not just now, right?
No.
Sometimes I go to the restroom and I stand from the mirror, I discover gray hair or some powder on me.
我刚才上台前波饼的白粉都是我衣服，我越拍越多，但是我看到它，我就要除掉它。
So when we were breaking bread, I held a piece of bread and the powder from the bread was all over me, and I see it, and I want to get rid of it.
我看到脏，我就要校正它。
And I see something dirty, I need to get rid of it.
对不对？这是我们都会做的事情。
This is something that we all do, right?
但是稀奇的就是我们从对方的身上天天照镜子，我们不改。
But the tragedy is that when we see ourselves from our spouse, we see the problem, yet we're unchanged.
你不要以为是他找你麻烦，一天到晚把你气得这个样子。
Don't think that that's the person that's creating problems for you, because every day is that person that's agitating you.
那是神借着我们的 spouse 让我们看见自己。
And God through our spouse help us to see ourselves more clearly.
看看你自己。
Take a good look at yourself.
如果我们够谦卑的话，我们就会说：“主，我真的是个罪人，我错了。”
If we're humble enough, we'll really say, "Lord, I am a sinner. I have wrong."
主啊，他刚刚讲这句话，还会让我记录，说到我这个人的生命里面太多的问题，我需要去面对。
Or these words that she just said still anger me because there's still problems in me that needs to be dealt with.
弟兄姊妹，如果你真用这样子的态度的话，你才晓得我这个人的问题多大呀。
Brothers and sisters, if we have this right attitude, then we discover there's a huge problem in us.
这么多地方不像耶稣。
There's so many areas that's not like Jesus.
我这么多地方不能够荣耀神。
There's so many areas that I can't glorify God.
不管你在教会人怎么夸奖你。
It doesn't matter how people at church praise you.
不管你在外面人怎么样子的表扬你。
It doesn't matter how many people applaud you.
弟兄姊妹，这才是真正的我们。
But this is your true self.
对，你不可能说，哎呀，我其他都很好，只有在碰到他，只有在我妻子面前，我这个人抬不起头来。
You can't say that I'm great in all aspects. Only when I come before my spouse, I'm terrible.
我别的地方都属灵，只有在他面前有一些小把柄。
I'm spiritual in every aspect, but only when it comes to my wife, I have slight problems.
我的脾气其实是很温柔的，只有碰到他才会那样子。
I'm actually a very gentle person. Only when I see her, when I have temper issues.
我这个人是追求圣洁的，只有在网络上失败一下。
I pursue holiness, but only online and pornography, I fall a little bit.
对不对？你不能够说我全人都健康，只有心脏病。医生说我随时可能心脏 heart attack 会死掉。
You can't say that I'm in great health. The only problem that I have is my heart's got a problem. I can have a heart attack anytime and die.
我太健康了。
You can't say that I'm completely healthy.
弟兄姊妹，你也不能够说一个碗器皿这么干净，只是中间流了一泼狗屎，它就是干净的碗。
And you can't say all this bowl is just washed, it's perfect, it's clean, but in the middle of it is dog poo and it's still dirty.
你比如说我全身健康，只有脚掌灰指甲。
And you can't say that I'm completely healthy, but only my nails are turning gray.
弟兄姊妹，神是借着夫妻的生活，真的是让我们这个人提供了很多很多成长的机会。
And the Lord really allow us tremendous opportunities for us to grow through this marriage relationship.
提供了太多让我们这个人被主改变的机会。
And so many opportunities that the Lord can change and transform us.
所以我们不要再这样子去要求对方啊。
And again, let's not demand one another.
不要也白照镜子。
And do not come to the mirror in vain.
同样的。
Similarly.
我们自己要在家里面一定要有 damage control, 要把所有的损伤降到最低。
We need to have proper damage control in our family environments.
两个人结婚的时候
When two people are married,
都这么爱对方
they love one another.
你看对方什么都好
Everything is perfect.
不光长得漂亮你也觉得他性格真好
Not only do they look beautiful and handsome, but their personalities are great.
对不对
Isn't that true?
怎么都不点头了
Nobody acknowledges it anymore.
我们觉得他真的至少什么都还好嘛不然你怎么会这么笨要娶他呢
At least our notion is that that person is really, really wonderful, or else you wouldn't marry that person.
难道你判断力这么糟吗
Is your judgment really that bad?
选择一个全世界你最不能忍受的人吗
And you actually pick the one person that you can't endure for the rest of your life?
他一定有很多的缺点不是很多的优点。
he definitely have a lot of great quality.
那你结婚了五年了十年了二十年了你可能发现他有很多的缺点。
And then after 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, you discover some of the problems.
谁把他搞成这个样子？
Who made this man this way?
We too have the answer. 对不对？
Isn't it true?
肉体激发肉体。
Our flesh excites the flesh.
如果我们出来的是基督，
If what comes out of us is Christ,
只会让对方越来越像主。
We'll only make the other person more and more like Christ.
因为我们自己里面不肯面对自己。
Because we're unwilling to face ourselves.
我们不肯把我们的满足建立在主的身上，那个最深的满足，我们不肯从主得到。
We're unwilling to put our deepest satisfaction in the Lord.
所以我们把这些要求都放在对方身上。
And so we wrongly place all these demands on the other person.
你试试看，你愿不愿意跟你自己结婚
give it a try. Are you willing to marry yourself?
把你自己变成另外一个 opposite sex 啊！我现在于宏杰娶一个于宏杰。
Pretend like your very self is image into the opposite gender.
那是一个太可怕的人生。
And that would be a dreadful life.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前，希望看见神设立婚姻。
Brothers and sisters, I say once again, I pray that we would all have the insight and understanding why God created marriage.
不是为了叫我快乐，叫我享受的。
It is not just for happiness and satisfaction.
是为了叫我荣耀他。叫我跟他的圣洁生命有份。
But the purpose is to glorify him and to be partakers of his glorious and holy life.
当我的方向对的时候，
When my path and my way is right.
当我的态度对的时候，
When my attitude is right.
我们的婚姻会越来越甘甜，越来越享受。
Our marriage will be more and more sweet and more and more enjoyable.
我今天没有空去讲到合一，合一里面要求就是要对付我们的自己。
And I haven't had the opportunity to go to the third topic, the issue of one and dealing with ourselves.
我记得我讲到曾经讲过哈，我说至少从我身上，我本来说我觉得弟兄们都是比较自私的。
And I know I've said this before, and I think for myself, examining my own life, I used to think that mostly brothers are more selfish.
啊，因为至少在于师母身上，我觉得他比较能够他。有更多 sacrificial love， 他比较能够舍己，比较不自私。那在我身上，我觉得我差多了。
I find that in the life of Pastor Nancy, she has a lot more sacrificial love. There's a lot she thinks about others and giving others, and I'm lacking compared to her.
哎，我觉得我们里面有太多太多的问题需要神拯救了。
And I find that there are a lot of problems that needs to be dealt with by the Lord.
很多时候我们就注重个人的成圣、个人的属灵、个人的好，以为家庭可以放一边。
Perhaps sometimes we find that our personal pursuits of God and our own personal holiness is more important than our families, or our families set aside.
如果家庭不健康、不属灵，我们个人不可能属灵，教会也不可能属灵。
If your healthy is not spiritual, I'm sorry, if your family is not spiritual and is not healthy, there's no way for our church to be spiritual and healthy.
所以你不可能在教会很属灵，但是家庭生活乱七八糟的。
So you cannot be spiritual here at church, but in your family life, it's all falling apart.
所以我在这边有一个负担哈。
And I have a burden that I want to pass.
我也很希望能够呼召一些弟兄们。
And I desire to call some brothers.
我愿意陪着大家，你们也陪着我，我们一起来读这本书。
And I'd like to
请打出来给我们看。
Come and study this book together with all of you.
这里有两本书，第一本书是磐石上的婚姻 ，Marriage on the Rock.
And the very first book is called Marriage on the Rock.
是 Jimmy 跟 Karen Evans， 他们现在在全美国各地都有各式各样的 seminars
and
conference.
It's written by Jimmy and Karen Evans, and they have seminars all over America.
所以如果你打 marriagetoday.com， 你常常可以听到很多二十分钟左右的 message。我非常鼓励你们夫妻一起听了。
And if you have an opportunity, key in marriage, today.com, you'll hear about a 20-minute message. I encourage you as couples to listen to it together.
我跟于师母常常听他的 short message. 他原来是一个8000个人教会的牧师。
He used to be a pastor of 8,000 members.
他自己跟他太太之间的婚姻已经到了几乎离婚的边缘。
And his own marriage came to the very end, near.Divorce.
但是神怎么样转了他的观念
？But God has turned his mindset.
神光照了他的错误以后
，God has shown him where he has erred.
他整个婚姻 这个大转变。
His entire marriage was turned.
所以他不知道成为了多少人的祝福。但是因为我没有看过这本中文的翻译，所以我不知道中文翻译好不好。
I didn't get a chance to read the Chinese translated version. I don't know how good that version is.
好像只有简体版在中国的淘宝网都有哈。
And I think that.
然后听说也有这个网络 digital version， 你们可以下载，但是要交钱的。
And there are also digital versions that are available that you can download, but you need to pay for that.
英文有，在美国都有哈，光碟 DVD 都有。他个人说，如果你所有其他的不能听，这个系列一定要听。
And he personally has said that if you can't listen to any other series, this one series you got to listen to.
他起码有大概十几二十个不同的系列信息。
There is about a dozen or more so of other messages, themes, that he has spoken on.
对 ,Jack Heffer, Dallas Wheeler 都帮他作序，都 highly recommend 这本书。
Pastor Jack Heffer and a number of renowned pastors,
Dallas Wheeler.
Also,
我非常建议英文组也能够一起读，好不好？可以 Kyle 来带他们读 ,OK?
Maybe the English group, Brother Kyle can lead some of the couples to read it together.
所以一定有空位可以join你们。另外一本书。
The other book,
另外一本书其实于师母买了很久了，快一年了，我最近才拿起来看。
And, Pastor Nancy bought this book for over a year and I just recently picked it up.
英文叫 Sacred Marriage, 中文翻成婚姻灵修学。
The Sacred Marriage?
By Gary Thomas. 那听说很多神学院也用这本书教导婚姻方面的。
A lot of seminaries, they also encourage this particular book to be read by their students.
这本书一共有13个 chapters.
There are 13 chapters.
我这两天拿到以后，我已经读了半本以上了，好，非常好。
I just picked it up recently, and I've gone through half the book already.
翻译也非常好。
The translation is also very good.
所以我真的很盼望多有几位弟兄，我们每两个礼拜读一篇，
brother,
半年读完。
I really desire some of us who are brothers, we will read it together. Within half a year, we'll finish the book together.
如果你自己觉得婚姻很 frustrated, 这是一条拯救，这是一个出路。带给你大的祝福。
If you find that your marriage is frustrating for you, this is a passage, a way that will bring about blessings in your life.
如果你婚姻已经很好了，我决定相信它会帮助你更好。
If your marriage is very good already, I trust that these messages will continue to improve your marriage.
如果你婚姻已经真的很好的话，我也希望你来帮助我们。
And I really do pray that if you are in a very healthy marriage, that you would come and bless your brothers.
如果你还没有结婚，也欢迎你来参加。
If you're not married yet, you're more than welcome to join.
好好准备自己。
To prepare yourself.
如果你决定守独身，你也可以来参加。
If you want to be single for the rest of your life, you can come join too.
因为婚姻太重要了，你将来在服侍弟兄姊妹一定会碰到婚姻的问题。
Because marriage is so important that you will have opportunity to minister to those who are married.
我最后结束的时候，我要提一下。
And as I conclude, I want to mention this.
Before 我讲这个，我们从6月28号开始啊。
We're going to start on June 28th.
礼拜六早上晨祷完以后，我们大概一个半小时一次。
After Saturday morning prayer, we will meet together for about an hour and a half.
这两本书会放在后面，等一下你愿意的话可以登记，我们可以赶快去订购。
And if you want to join the study group, I'll put the book in the back with sign-up sheet. You can sign up and we will order it together.
十几块钱可以让你从此王子跟公主过得幸福快乐的日子。
Less than $20, it will help you, prince and princesses, to live happily together.
我真的希望我们一起来，我们弟兄们一起来，先从弟兄们开始。
And I want us as brothers to start.
因为神就是把家的责任很重的是交给弟兄们。
Because the responsibility and the health of the family is on the shoulder of the brothers.
但是我要提醒大家一下，就是我们中国人讲到家庭生活的时候。
But I want to remind us that when we Chinese speaks of family life,
我们常常把家庭的追求还是放在外面，放在今生。孩子要读好学校，孩子成绩好，我们的家庭要住好房子，就放在这些所谓的家庭。
And we put a lot of emphasis on the well-being of our kids, going to good school, living in a good house, and those are becoming our focus.
放在我先生会不会送花给我，我太太会不会怎么样？弟兄姊妹，这不是我们要读的。
Our focus sometimes fall on whether our husband would give me flowers or whatnot. This is not the focus of why we study together.
我们一起来说要，就是跟我们讲教会一样，要来就来真的。
And we want to do this, and we want to do it seriously.
既然婚姻是人生这么重要的一件事情
since marriage is the most important thing in our life,
有这么多的陷阱在我们周围
and there's so many pitfalls around us,
有这么多的痛苦在我们里面
and there's so much potential harm or harm or suffering that's
我们本性里面有这么多的问题
and we have so many character flaws,
婚姻是神的 救法神在借着婚姻救我们
marriage is God's way of salvation and delivering us,
神借着婚姻祝福我们
through marriage that we would be blessed,
这是我们在婚姻里面很大的荣耀
this is a greatimmense glory that we get out of marriage.
我必须要停在这了啊。
I need to stop right here.
我们唱一首短歌，278首。
Hymn 278.
278, 278.
哎呀。
希望我们每一个人都为着自己夫妻之间的关系先祷告。
And I pray that you would take the time to pray for your spouse.
我也希望单身没有结婚的也为着你未来的婚姻祷告。
And those of you who are single, pray for your future marriage.
在神整个造人荣耀的目的里面，婚姻是他的最高峰。
And in all of God's creation, marriage is the pinnacle of His creation.
他带着最神圣的使命和目的。
The most holy and purpose of God.
他有一个最伟大的价值在里面。
It's got a wonderful value.
神要借着婚姻来改变我们，叫我们像他。
God wants to use marriage to transform us, to change us, that we may be like Him.
神要借着婚姻，叫我们成为他祝福的流露。
That through marriage we may be a channel of His blessing.
成为他生命的彰显。
To be the manifestation of His life.
成为荣耀神最宝贵的见证。
And to be the most precious testimony that glorifies God.
不管我们今天的婚姻如何。
No matter how our marriage condition is today.
我们曾经犯了多少错，造成了多少的伤害
？Or how many errors that we made, and how much harm that we've caused？
我们有多少的埋怨，对对方有不合理的要求
？And how much of the complaints or unreasonable demands that we've had？
让改变从我自己开始。
Pray that change would begin with me。
让我的改变从我的里面开始。
That change would begin with me from inside out。
让我的改变从今天就开始。
That my change would begin today。
你发现当我自己真是这样子改变的时候
，And you'll discover as I am really transformed。
我们的婚姻一定开始改变。
My marriage will change。
再也不一样。
It will no longer be the same。
如果双方都肯改变的话
，If both sides are willing to change，
神的祝福
，The blessings of God，
要加速的，要更深的，更全面的临到我们的家
，Will speedily and more deeply come to your home。
所以我们有些祷告好吗？还是有几位简短的带领我们，为着教会的婚姻生活向神求祝福。
Let's have some simple prayers, and brothers and sisters, if you're moved by the Lord, pray for this healthy marriage life.
因为夫妻不健康，教会不会健康的。
Because if husband and wives, if they're not healthy, there's no way our church can be healthy.
主耶稣，我们仰望你，仰望你。
是的，我们感谢你，借着今天的信息向我们说话。主耶稣，真是求你祝福我们每一段的婚姻。是的，让我们都有一个健康的婚姻，健康的家庭。哦，主耶稣，是的，让我们心里真是立志，我们要改变，我们要从自己开始。 要从今天开始，让我们的家庭婚姻都能够合你的心意，成为对方的祝福。奉主耶稣基督的圣名，
主师的早晨，我们谢谢你，谢谢你再一次来提醒我们，在我们人生最亲密的关系的里面，让我们再一次来显示我们最真实的光景，让我们在这里没有一位我们是自欺的，我们来是真实的来到你的面前，没有一位认为我们的生命里面似乎可以残留一些的破洞，一些的漏口。主啊，我们再一次把每一个人每一个家主都交在你的手中，是的，让我们真实的知道我们是照着你的心形象和样式所创造的，唯有耶稣才能成为我们真实的喜乐和满足。当我们真正的得着你的时候，我们也能够成为我们的家人，成为我们的配偶，成为我们周围所有人真实的爱的祝福。从我们的心，谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名。
That have been spoken this morning. Lord Jesus, I want to thank you for the correction of this wrong concept. Oh Lord, that marriage is not about us. It's not about our enjoyment, oh Lord, but it is for your glory. Oh Lord Jesus, that through husband and wife, oh Lord, that you can be magnified. Oh Lord Jesus, that your glory may be seen. Oh Lord Jesus, I really want to pray for your grace to be in our lives, oh Lord, that we rest our hope and our expectation in you. Give us a willingness to change, to humble ourselves. And God, really, you do make all things beautiful in your time. And Jesus, we thank you for your thoughts and your heart towards us is always good, is always purposeful. And we thank you, oh Lord, in your precious name.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord, from our hearts, we thank you.
主啊，虽然这个时代离你的心意那样子的遥远，
yes, this time and this generation is so far from your heart.
主啊，但是就在全地黑暗的时候，让你的家中仍旧有光。
But Lord, when the earth is covered in darkness, we pray that in your house there is still light.
让我们拒绝继续被仇敌蒙蔽破坏。
Reject continual being blinded and being hurt by the enemy.
那我们都愿意回到你最起初的心意里来。
That we all have a desire to come back to the very beginning of your heart.
看你在我们身上伟大的计划。
To see your wonderful plan in us.
你对婚姻伟大的期望。
And your great expectation for marriage.
连你自己都用丈夫和妻子来形容你和以色列百姓的关系。
And you use the relationship of a husband and a wife to describe your relationship with Israel.
哦，基督和教会也是用丈夫和妻子的关系来形容。
And the Christ and his church.Is also described to the relationship of husband and wife.
主啊，这是一个何等荣耀的启示！
And this is such a glorious revelation.
这是一个何等荣耀的杰作！
This is a glorious masterpiece.
你要借着婚姻来彰显你的荣耀。
That through marriage you're going to magnify yourself.
你要借着丈夫和妻子的关系来表达你和你百姓之间的关系。
Through the relationship of a husband and his wife, that your relationship with your people is revealed.
来见证基督和教会的关系。
To testify the relationship of the church. and His Christ.
哦，主啊，把我们从一切的痛苦里面救出来。
And Lord, deliver us from all these sufferings.
更是把我们从一切的错误里面救出来。
And these wrong concepts.
让我们回家带着爱，带着谦卑的心。
That when we go home, we carry Your love and a humble heart.
让圣灵继续对我们说话。
That Your Holy Spirit would continue to speak to us.
也把我们最深的满足需要放在你的身上。
That we put our deepest longing and desires on You.
不再把不合理的要求放在我们的配偶身上。
That we no longer put these unreasonable demands on our spouse.
主，是的，让这个改变从今天，从我们自己，从最深处，从我们里面开始。
Lord, we ask that this change would begin with us, with from the depth of our hearts.
祝福我们在座的每一位。
Bless everyone here.
也祝福所有听到这个信息的弟兄姊妹。
Bless everyone who's heard this message today.
是的，救我们。
Save us, O Lord.
救我们脱离仇敌的偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
Save us from the one who came to kill, to destroy, and to steal.
把我们带到你荣耀的祝福中。
Bring us into your glorious purpose.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.